4 years ago, Andrew Brooking was part of a new wave of teachers at Blaine Elementary in the Strawberry Mansion section of Philadelphia. The group was tasked with a turnaround in academics and culture. Brooking was featured prominently in a radio documentary I did on that first year of the turnaround. He's still at Blaine, and this year will be his first as assistant principal. He joins us now to discuss his progress. Andrew Brooking, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
So this will be your ninth year working in Philadelphia public schools, and you've been in some of the highest needs, highest poverty areas of the city. When your alarm bell goes off on Monday morning, first day of classes, what's going to be driving you through the day, the week, the months, the year?
Deep down, the passion that brought me here to begin with in 2010, and also my experiences as a kid myself, growing up in upstate New York in a rural, high poverty, very conservative, almost bigoted community, which I removed myself from and made myself educated in California. And then through that experience is meeting children in classes as I was tutoring.
Tell me more about the kids in Strawberry Mansion, the kids that you've been serving for these years.
Yeah, they're vibrant. I think the greatest thing is they're able to bounce back a lot easier than adults do, but they do have troubles, obviously, that other kids might not. Lots of trauma.
So when we talked during the 2014-15 school year, it was clear that education is a profession that you take very seriously. You work in 12-hour days, and your focus on helping these kids really seemed to be like the top priority in your life. I asked you then if what you were doing was sustainable. Mm. Here's what you said.
Is it sustainable? I don't know. I think for me, I personally don't see myself teaching, right, 10 years from now.
How do you feel now? What goes through your mind listening to that?
I think it's very in line where I am actually still. I think it's a day-to-day process, honestly. I think sustainability is something I'm working on. That's my goal right now, that I'm trying to find that balance between work and life.
Mm. And knowing what you know now about, you know, going into a very intense community and trying to make a difference for, you know, a young person who's thinking about becoming a teacher, what advice would you give them?
Definitely know what you're getting into. Know that it is not the TV movies that you see. We had teachers, particularly last year, who would come and they weren't prepared for our community and prepared for the needs that our kids have. And then they would leave. This past spring, when we were doing hiring, it was very clear about who we were looking for and being very transparent about the type of job that they're signing up for, as well as our desire to keep teachers here. We want, you know, Blaine to be a place where, you know, you have the same teachers for years. So he's like, oh, I had this teacher in second grade, Miss Walker in third. It doesn't need to be changing every year. So explaining that to the teachers and letting them know, like, that we want you in for the long haul.
So now we're heading into the fifth school year since this turnaround at Blaine took place. The original idea is that with some extra funding, a big revamp in staff, the school would be able to much better serve the students in this neighborhood. When we talked that first year, you made very clear the high expectations you had in mind for what needed to be happening in that school. Here's another clip from the documentary.
So I'll talk to my other leadership members, and they're like, oh, you should have seen last year. Like, this is, you know, and I'm like, so? I'm like thinking, you know, we need to keep pushing. We need to, like, this is not good enough. And I think that's been the consistent thing in my head is, like, we are not there. We are not close.
So now years later, the extra funding, which was from philanthropy, has dried up. You've seen a good bit of teacher turnover, and the school's standardized test scores are still pretty low. So how do you gauge the success of what's been happening at Blaine since you've been there?
I think success is a process. I don't know if it's, you know, black or white, yes or no. I believe that the progress was made in a number of teachers' mindsets and shifts in how we do the work. There was significant progress prior to where the funding was removed. You know, it's like we were getting there. So, like, when I hear that quote, it's like, God, we're not there yet. And we were much closer on that third year. It's almost like that we were there, and then the step was, it was taken away, so we had to kind of start back over again.
Right? So you said last year was a particularly difficult year.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. In terms of teacher vacancies, we started out the year, there was some medical leave that took place, and then some of our new teachers, who I was speaking about just a minute ago, who didn't know what they were getting into, and even after some coaching and developing, it just didn't align. That created a huge lift on us. On top of all of the funding that we were missing, we now had holes in our building. I remember the beginning of the year last year just walking around and just, you know, no teachers, right? So we have subs in there with kids, and like, you can't have that in the beginning of the year. So just starting out the year like that, imagining what the end of the year ended up to be. And our data does speak to exactly what had happened. You know, we stayed.
And that there was a decline.
Exactly. Yeah. Academically. So we really just focused on attendance and climate last year because we knew our academics, we don't have teachers in front of the class right now.
How frustrating is that?
It was really bad. Yeah.
You have parents who are trusting the school, sending their kids there, and yep, literally they're substitutes.
Yeah. It was really rough. And so luckily through that process, though, we found two substitutes who are now full-time teachers at Blaine this year. It's not all negative, you know, but it's like when you have those holes in the teachers, you're right. The parents come up and it's a right to teach their kids. And as administrators, you can't even say that the parents are wrong because they're all right, you know, like in that sense. Their children deserve a teacher to be there.
What's the best part of your job?
Kids, being with them. I think all summer long I've been working with adults. I realized like how much I miss the kids, right? Like I've been used to working and I always see kids every day and you don't think about it. Now it's like all summer, I'm kind of sick of adults.
Well, Andrew Brooking, thank you for being here.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
That was Andrew Brooking, assistant principal of Blaine Elementary School in Philadelphia's Strawberry Mansion neighborhood. Classes start Monday.